59.
One more minute.
Yes, but I got my phone too.
Yeah.
No, I chose not to drive today. Worry about any little sprinkling going on.
Look at you.
But usually I would.
Okay, it's 9:00. I would like to call the Public Works Committee meeting to order. It's 9:00 Thursday, September 6th. All members are present and staff. And the press and the public were duly notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. First thing on the agenda is approval of previous meeting minutes from August 1st, 2018. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it passes unanimously. Citizens' comments. Anybody have any? No? 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 Okay. All right. Moving right along to departmental reports for July and August. And we have Director Pitts.
All right.
Okay.
I've got the dashboard. You see the dashboard's updated. Mm-hmm. So for July, the garbage, we were down. We're also down from last year comparing in August. So evidently they're eating out because people were there.
Right.
Yard debris was up a good bit, even though we had some. One time we had one of the flatbeds down. Mm-hmm. We were able to use the Loadmaster Packer to supplement that. But the yard debris was up substantially for both months. Action items for the month of August was the 42nd Beach Path had the big bow up in the center.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to, at the end of the month, remove that section of the Moby mat, or temp trail, and I took the heavy piece of equipment and leveled it as a temporary measure until we can get someone to lay the base, of which I met the other day with Dan Peterson, who's going to put a 4-inch base. Waiting on the price. Hopefully we can start this next week or week after. And then I'll remove those two temp trails or Moby mats, and we'll put the larger 8-foot mat once we get that base laid, and see how that works for those people at 42nd Avenue, those residents, those that use that.
Is this going to be 4-inch sand shell?
Yes, ma'am. 4-inch sand shell base, and then the larger, it's really not an 8-foot, we'll call it an 8-foot, but it's a 7-foot and 8 or 9 inch temp trail. All right, the C&D or the miscellaneous waste was about par for the year in August. 34 tons, and that's about what we run every year in August, is about 30 to 40 tons. I mean, you see it out there. Mm-hmm. And people are cleaning during the summer even. Other highlight for the month is got a call from the interim chief police who wanted to transfer all of the the dog pooper scooper operations that was handled previously by the Public Works. She felt like that Animal Control could handle it with the BSOs, and it should have failed under the Animal Control anyway. They're going to incorporate the new pooper scooper boxes.
Cool.
So they're going to start doing that.
That's good.
I've given Animal Control my line item for to use that money. So that's all been transferred to animal control. We still do have approximately 30 cases of the older style pooper scoopers. So he's going to use that inventory as well as start incorporating some of the new boxes.
How much time does that free up for you?
A good bit, because it's about 4 hours a week for one of my personnel.
Okay.
We did use part-time Tommy Buchanan, uh-huh. He worked for me. Otherwise, I have to manufacture time, mm-hmm. either me or Joe, or if Willie's available.
Okay.
Rest of them are, during the summer months, they're in the trucks every day. So it will free up some time.
That's good.
The other highlight for the month of August was the pumping of the water on 46th through 52nd. It looks like it was cut off, but it was 8-1 through 8-7 is when we were running those pumps.
Wow.
Yeah.
Vehicle maintenance. Of course, August is not a time that you can do a lot of maintenance. We try to manage it so that, we do what we have to do, but PMs are coming up this month, starting next Tuesday. We'll do the major PMs, and I'll probably try to do two a month. Every Tuesday, a truck will go to service to get all the fluids and the major yearly PMs done on them. So every Tuesday, I'll send a truck out and hopefully have it back by Friday or Monday at the latest, because we can manage on Mondays, but Tuesdays we can't manage if we don't have all those trucks available for garbage and Muldoons. So bottom line is vehicle maintenance was at a minimal of $1,300 spent in July and zero spent in August. But don't start clapping because it's coming. That's all I have for my reports, unless you have any questions.
My only concern is we're coming in to the height of hurricane season, and to have any trucks out, is that ever caused a problem if they're in for maintenance?
We'll manage.
Okay.
Naturally, there are problems, but once a week garbage does help.
Right.
But yes, there are there will always be logistic problems if there's a truck out.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Director Ted? No? Okay. Moving into old business. So good segue into update drainage phase 2 after pumping 46. So how are we coming?
So the contractor... the contractor is wrapping up work on 46th Avenue. You all recall that there was some delay associated with having to move the drainage infrastructure from the east side, from the west to the east, due to some power conflicts, utility conflicts. But that they're at the end of the street, and hopefully will be completed in the next few days. After then, the big crew is going to continue laying down the big pipe down Palm Boulevard. And a smaller crew will, and then that crew will go on to 49th Avenue. Recall 47th and 48th are both private roads, therefore there's no drainage infrastructure installed there. When they reach 49th Avenue, a second crew will come in and start laying down infrastructure at 52nd, and that they're gonna work their way in. That's where we are. We've talked to the engineer, and they've talked to the contractor about maybe working on Saturdays after now Labor Day, since beach traffic should go down.
Mm-hmm.
And he's waiting to hear back from the contractor to see whether or not it'd be feasible for them to come on Saturdays. I think one thing to consider is that they're coming from Ridgeville. So on Saturdays, with the updates to the construction work hours that the city council passed earlier this year, Saturday work is only limited between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. So coming in and out, it's a little bit of a logistical problem in terms of how many hours do they have on site for actual work, and if that's going to be
worthwhile.
So, but you know, they understand that we're very eager to wrap this project up, particularly now getting into the hurricane season. So we're hopeful that they're going to be able to work with their crew and their schedule to make that happen, and we'll let you know as soon as we hear.
I mean,
back.
When do they think they're going to be finished with 46? It's just, I feel like they've been doing 46 for like 2 months.
I know. And I agree. I feel that way too.
Okay.
I think 46 is about 95%
complete.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Other than the paving of the, you know, once
okay.
everything's finished, I think
mm-hmm.
the pavers will come back in. But
correct, and trying to restore the right of way to how
okay.
it was before.
Okay.
We've requested an extension for RIA. Recall that we had
mm-hmm.
a deadline that we had to complete in order to get that funding.
Mm-hmm.
They've approved a grant extension, and as of right now, the project schedule has this project substantially completed by the end of November. After that, and that means installation completed. Then we're going to have to go through some punch item lists, and you know, administratively, there's still going to be some work done required. But in terms of the installation, it should be, cross your fingers that this is done by the end of November.
And budget wise, we're
good on budget.
Okay.
And no additional change orders, substantial change orders.
Okay.
At the last committee meeting last month, I told you all that the Citadel Beach House had approached the engineers about
right.
tying into the system. They're working with the engineer on that. And also some residents of 48th Avenue have also expressed some interest in tying into the system. And we've explained to them the process that they would have to go through, and they're also in conversations with the engineer about how that could be done. But no.
Okay, and then just to be totally clear, bringing on the second crew
mm-hmm.
does not increase
no.
the cost.
No, they
okay.
were all planning all along.
Okay.
Once, in order to work the finger streets
right.
faster, that they're going to be, we were anticipating a second crew
okay.
coming in.
Okay. All right. Any other drainage phase two? No. Okay. Update on removal replacement of the underground storage tanks.
You got
that?
Yes.
Okay. So, they installed the exhaust piping yesterday. First of all, the tanks are in, covered, strapped, got the gravel on top, but they installed the exhaust yesterday and are working on the electrical component. And yesterday afternoon, they brought in the final three piles of the gravel to level it off to the top. I would assume then, they didn't tell me, but I know that there's got to be a UST inspection.
Right.
Once they get that electrical component in, and then after that, I would assume then the next step is putting the concrete on top and mounting the canopy.
The canopy.
And the dispenser. And then the underground storage tank will then have to come back again for a final inspection. And then they can pump the water out of the tanks, clean the tanks, dry the tanks. And then the underground storage tank will then give us authority to
fill
them. Yep.
So that would be maybe?
I would say it's another 2 weeks, 3 weeks out.
Okay, so next October?
Not next October, but
October. Next month.
Probably the end of this month, I would hope.
Okay.
First of October.
And then when do we think we're starting with the marina?
We don't have an update on that yet.
Okay. Because that was supposed to be October, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It's going to be mid-November, is what he told me yesterday.
Okay.
So November 15th or after.
Well, we're waiting on, because recall, the BIG grant is involved in
right.
Some part of the project. We need to have approval from Marine Fisheries and Wildlife in order for them to be able to obligate funding. So now that the city has awarded a contract to ATM to undergo the major dock rehabilitation, we're working with SCDNR to try to expedite that process as much as we can.
Okay, do we have a time constraint with I mean, I know we had to get these underground storage tanks.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the time constraint on that?
None. So before, we were under the impression from DHEC that those tanks had to be replaced with double wall tanks before the end of the year.
Right.
But that regulation has been changed. There's
delayed.
Has been delayed. Therefore, there's...
So we don't even really have to do it.
We do. We really do. And we will. But we, you know, thankfully, we're not working under that tight deadline of December 28th.
Right.
Yes.
Used to be last year.
It was
last year, then it was delayed until this December, and again, it's changed.
Yeah,
so
the regulation was December 22nd, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I was told yesterday now they've, because UST is behind, this regulation, according to this contractor, is now December 2020. So it will have to be done. You're proactive in your approach by... have put that money up several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Inevitably, it would have had to have been done.
Right.
So now we're ahead of the game, and it'll be done.
Right. Okay, I just was concerned it had to be done by the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
That has changed,
Okay.
The key is, even though these things take longer than always estimated, it should be completed this winter. So you're going into the season without having to have all that construction.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is the goal.
We've got
that
a nice big window there. Hopefully
and also and with the marina, the other thing that we're trying to coordinate is we included in the FY19 budget coating and painting the bulkhead. So we would like to have that done at the same concurrently so that we don't, disrupt the marina operations any more than we should or could.
Okay. Any more? Okay. Update on drainage issues at 32nd Avenue. Any updates on that? Anybody?
So you recall that Charleston County concluded that piping the ditch is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
They've proposed to reinforce and stabilize the embankments along the 150 feet drainage easement.
Mm-hmm.
They're meeting with the property owners tomorrow.
Wow.
And hopefully they'll be able to explain their approach to them and work with them on that schedule. I don't know.
Is the city going to have an official
there? Right, I was going to say, is somebody going to be there?
If Donnie can't go, I'll try to go so that we can, you know, be involved. Yeah.
Okay.
We have it in our calendar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right, anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Update on chairs and tents on the beach. Is there any...
There was a ton of it Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I think this was placed on the agenda at the request of Trina last month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if you all would like to have a discussion about the approach that that you all want the city to take, about whether or not, I think that at one point it was discussed whether or not the city should eliminate or...
The tents, yeah.
Limit the ability for people to have that type of tent. They're, you know, due to public safety issues and also the strain that it puts on the public works personnel. But I think this is on the agenda for you all too.
I don't think we're ready for.
I don't think I'm ready to tackle that at the moment either. And Ted, no. Okay, let's move on. Update on trash cans with lids on the beach.
All right, we have done some research
mm-hmm.
on this. I think Trina, again, she's full of great ideas,
mm-hmm.
and we're grateful for her to make us aware of some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So these are, she made us aware, Myrtle Beach, I believe, right, Dominique?
Yeah.
North Myrtle Beach uses these type of trash cans. And at first, we were worried about whether or not these would be compatible to the equipment that Shub uses when
mm-hmm.
he collects garbage from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But North Myrtle Beach uses the same equipment that Bill Shub has, and they're able to operate these garbage cans. We met with Bill Shub and the owners from Chunky's
mm-hmm.
Beach Shares, who
mm-hmm.
are interested in purchasing in that contract,
mm-hmm.
and they were very interested and were eager to know whether or not this would be something that could be workable.
Mm-hmm.
They were planning on going to North Myrtle Beach to see the operation and see how the equipment works with these type of garbage cans. Donnie also had some comments about, you know, moving into this direction. I think the biggest issue at this point is their cost.
Right.
I think they're roughly around $300
each.
Yes.
And, you know, Donnie and I talked about
and how many trash cans do we have on the beach?
A gazillion. So we talked about
with the G.
What about starting in the Front Beach area and trying them out there? But on Front Beach alone, we have over 57 garbage cans.
On the beach. 17 on the street. 17 green on the street.
And I have not yet approached them to see if they have some sort of, you know, special pricing or government pricing.
Like drop a zero?
But it would, you know, it's not budgeted, so this is something that we could certainly look at for the next year's budget if this is the direction that we want to go. I know that at some point there was discussion about a fundraising endeavor among the IOP cleanup crew. That's something that we could certainly look at and encourage, certainly. But I think at this point, our concern was whether or not this would work with the equipment, and I think that question has been answered in terms of it can work. I think now it's figuring out the financials around.
Well, it also depends upon what the cost, what the life expectancy is of this versus our current ones. But let me make what I think is a practical suggestion in the interim. Let's contact the contractor, ask him to provide a half a dozen of these, put them out at Front Beach, and then have the experience over the winter, see how they hold up, see how the equipment deals with it, and then we have something to judge it on. And it doesn't cost us anything. And I'm sure they'll be more than happy as a business development strategy to provide a half a dozen.
So.
And Donnie can hate them all winter long.
So I'm just.
Or love them.
So when they empty them, I'm just trying to figure out how it works. So
there's a flip top on the top.
Okay.
And so it flips off just like if you'll watch the recycle trucks.
Yep.
And
do we think the hinge will really hold up? I mean, if that's my.
That's why we want to try a half a dozen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just have this vision of, you know, rusty hat. And also, do they guarantee them? Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For.
Right.
Okay, so somebody will call.
Yes, we'll contact them and see if they can provide. And also, I think Donnie was going to talk to the public works person from North Myrtle Beach to just get, you know,
some feedback
since they've been using.
I mean, it would be great if it, you know, works.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion would be to get those six and put them on the street,
mm-hmm.
Street side. And the only one, and this will be me playing devil's advocate, mm-hmm. is your beach barrels today are not the original, but mm-hmm. they are somewhat of a icon to the Isle of Palms.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be some kickback for you guys.
Or some citizens.
From citizens.
You think? Change?
Moving away from.
Emotionally.
We wouldn't want to change anything.
Right.
Throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ask them if we order them in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
With a palm.
Or decal.
I'm sure they'll accommodate us for an extra $50 per.
Right. Exactly. Okay.
I would also venture to maybe even look at if there's any grant opportunities for this type of scenario situation for
trash cans
or beach cleanup or through different agencies.
Waste management.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. But I do think we should get some and try them and just see what they're.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, just see what they're all about. Thank you, Ted, very much. Okay, update on ditches. We are deep in the ditches.
Okay.
21st and 22nd.
Okay, so I can tell you on the 21st, 22nd, after our meeting last week, mm-hmm. I sent an email back to Chris Wanamaker,
mm-hmm.
Copied the interim administrator.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I think August is a very busy month, and I have not heard back from him on the 21st, 22nd Avenue, or the Werner Ditch, which is the 31st.
Okay.
That ditch in between 31st and 32nd. So both of those.
Okay. All right. And then between 30th and 31st.
That's you and I.
Right. So have we contacted him about that?
I have not contacted Chris. I will do that.
Okay. All right. All right. Any other, anybody else have anything about that? Let's move on to new business unless anybody else. No. Okay. Discussion of drainage at 267 Forest Trail. So I got a call. And I want you to walk this with me. But behind their house, there's building going on directly behind them on Sparrow. And the people next door just recently put in a pool. And the whole back of that area now is just, I mean, just like ponding extreme. And so what they're wondering is if, because they all want to pump and they all want to work together, the whole neighborhood, but they're wondering is there some sort of drain somewhere back there? Because I know one was sort of unearthed like more across the street from me, behind the Met's house between Sparrow. And they're just wondering if there is one back there somewhere that they're not aware of, because they don't know. They're just pumping into the street. Mm-hmm. And so now the people across the street are getting mad. So it just is this domino effect. So they just want to know if there is some sort of drain back there.
We'll walk it.
Okay.
And just FYI, that happens island wide.
I know.
It's you want your neighbor to have their pool.
Right.
It does become a substantial inconvenience. Mm-hmm. For almost a month, it was happening about Palm and Sixth. You got bike riders going through there, pedestrians, vehicles constantly, water out. On Merritt, there are two pools built, and of course, especially with the rain we had, pumping out, creating rust on people's driveways, the cul-de-sac basically being flooded for weeks on end.
Mm-hmm.
And there maybe should be sought a longer term solution to
right.
these things. And I don't know. You know, they say you can't run it into the culverts or into the creek, but it ends up there anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it finds its way and it ends
so
up there. What I did experience is the contractor will work with you. So much so on Merritt, they did some extra piping, they bought some pumps for neighbors, and so maybe the approach is the contractor, because it's in their best interest to have successful pool installations rather than having a bunch of complaints.
This might have to be something to go through the building department as well, because we're going to definitely have to. I mean, there's no difference than a lot building up, bringing in sand and flooding another person's lot. So, I mean,
right.
in the building process, we have to be able to, you know, create less impact on the neighbors as much as possible. And when you have a pool that has to sit for 30 to 60 days pumping, you know, it can be a big inconvenience.
The pools, when constructed themselves, they must be part of this statute that you can have to have so much permeable space on your land.
Mm-hmm.
That I assume that's considered just as if it was concrete.
It is.
And so when they go through building and zoning, they're all in compliance with these pools.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some determination based upon size of the pool.
Okay.
One comment?
Yeah, please.
So the pumping of groundwater,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's not chlorinated, it falls in stormwater, you can do it. But if it's chlorinated, then it's against the stormwater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they just, you know, it is definitely pumping to, you know, it's just, like you
and
said, island-wide.
It's 24/7
mm-hmm.
when they do these
mm-hmm.
for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed at how much and how long you have to pump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Been pumping at Public Works for a month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll walk that sometime in the next week or so. Okay. B, discussion of ditches between Hartnett and Will's Way. So we walked this, and there had been a ditch back there years ago, and it was filled in and piped in, I think, right?
Partially.
And so now the people would like to have it re-ditched where it's an open ditch to drain better because they're having such drainage issues. And so we were going to contact, did we contact Chris?
That's that same.
Okay, all right.
Between 30th and 31st.
All right, so we'll talk to Chris. Okay, that will come. And C, happy thing on the agenda, discussion of water fountains at Front Beach. So this got brought up. Thank you. Last month, because we don't have fillers like for large.
Right.
That's okay. That's right. It's another vendor, right?
And we want to encourage reuse, recycle, repurpose bottle filling instead of plastic bottles because we are that island. So here we go.
So you all have two different kinds of water fountains.
Mm-hmm.
One, the least is expensive. It's one similar to the one we have back here in the hall. We also have them at the recreation center.
Right.
Right now, before you go in to each
restroom,
the women's or the men's, there's a water fountain there. So
mm-hmm.
we could replace those with something similar to the bottle filling ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another kind that's corrosion resistant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whether or not you are, we would be inclined to replacing the existing ones with this type. I'm not sure. It says that it's for indoor and outdoor. I'm not sure I know how well it would do in that environment. There is some protection from the elements because it has it's kind of tucked in,
mm-hmm.
but it's still exposed. I'm not sure. I would like Donnie to tell me whether, and Douglas also, whether or not this would be a good use of funds going with this type, or if we need something a little bit more, I'm not sure if you have one. Something more like that.
Wow,
which
big
I guess
jump.
The intent of these are more
that?
For outdoor, an outdoor environment. But as you can see, it's a lot more expensive, much more expensive, around $4,600 versus.
And it comes in yellow.
It comes in different colors.
Mm-hmm. I only got the one page.
If the city were to go with this type, the outdoor type, there would be some additional plumbing expenses to bring water in. So it would be a little bit more, a bigger project
mm-hmm.
than replacing the existing ones with something like we've experienced before.
Would there be any objection to this committee if there was a corporate sponsor for this?
No.
I.e. the corporate name on the device. There not being any, I would move that we have staff recommend which fountain to go with and seek a corporate sponsor for it. That is the motion. My comment would be...
You need a second for the motion.
I know.
I'll second it.
My comment would be that we've done an excellent job on the entire space there. We shouldn't cheapen it. We should do a product that will last and keeps the theme of the quality of work that's been done there, because that's what we should be striving for, not the least costly item.
And the one that's going to have the least maintenance.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
I'm just curious for y'all's
mm-hmm.
gut feeling, which one are you thinking, the one that has the water fountains on the side, or just do these just come single without the water fountain on the side?
Yep.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are ADA compliant,
mm-hmm.
and we would be advocating
okay.
for that. I think
okay.
the other pictures just show the color
mm-hmm. okay.
options.
Okay, without the pieces on the side.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Cool.
Okay, well, we have a motion and a second. Any other comments, Ryan?
No.
Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thanks, staff, for doing all that homework.
Yes, that's, I think that's great.
Right, and I'd probably start with Philip Smith Construction, too.
Yep. All right.
As a corporate sponsor.
We get in a bidding war. Don't give this away.
Any other new business? I don't have anything on the agenda, but okay. Miscellaneous, the only thing is if we could try and get the word out that recycling is now every other week. I notice there are so many recycling cans rolled out. People are confused.
Yep.
Maybe get it on the connector board or something.
Okay.
And really push it out there because there are tons of recycle bins on the street now.
This week was a little challenging putting info on the connector because all these meetings.
Absolutely.
But we'll certainly, now that we're done with three of them.
Okay.
I do have a comment for miscellaneous. Mm-hmm. I sent you all an email about the city opening proposals yesterday about the three drainage, the outfall project. We received two proposals, and this is going to the Planning Commission first at the September 12th meeting. They're going to evaluate them, and then they'll come before you all for discussion.
Thank you.
One comment on the recycle. One of the residents that puts the signs out, he did contact me, and so that's why you see no recycle signs for Thursday out this week, is because he was under the impression that there was no recycle, and he wanted to make sure. I told him he was correct, and so he did not put the signs out. His name's Ron Plunkett.
Yay, Ron. So, it's just people are just in the, they love the once a week, and mm-hmm. they just, you know, it's a bummer, you know. Okay, any other miscellaneous?
On that subject, I assume this is a countywide position to change it in the summer. It's not just a resort island. Is that right?
So the answer is the Isle of Palms and Folly Beach were the only two that, as far as I'm aware of, that ran once a week
during the
summer. Mm-hmm. Everything else was in the county was every other week. They never changed. So like Solomon's Island, they were every other week, all summer.
So it's in our favor. It's not as if the county's doing it once a week countywide, but cutting us back in the winter.
No.
Thank you very much. Strike my comments from the record.
We're very lucky that they got back here on the island.
Okay. Anything else? No. All right. Next meeting, how is 9 o'clock Thursday, October 4th? For anybody, everybody?
Fine
Donnie?
By me.
You are right with that? Because I know Thursdays are a challenge.
November 4th would be a problem, but October 4th.
Okay. All right.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. We have no executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.